Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Learn the Bible in a Year, Genesis to Revelation in 365 Lessons. My name is Shane, and this is Lesson 182, Matthew 6:20. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Our bank account in heaven is just as real as the one we have on earth. Many have a fortune on earth, but very little in heaven. Jesus wants us to put our money in heaven, not only because it is wise, but because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If you had $1 million tucked inside your mattress, you would think about your mattress every day. One lady actually did this, but while she was away, her daughter bought her a new mattress and put the old one out with the trash. They went to 3 different garbage dumps, but it was never recovered. If only she had put her money in heaven instead of in her mattress, it would still be there. There is no safer bank than the one in heaven. Matthew 6:31. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. As Jesus preached God's word to the people, he saw that some had worry in their eyes. Their clothes were wearing out, and they had no money for food. Their little ones were hungry, and the rent was overdue. And some had a list of problems that would never go away. But to all their concerns, Jesus said, do not worry. Jesus knew that most of our anxiety comes from making too much of this life and not enough of the one to come. If we could see the glory that awaits us and will be ours forever, all our fears would vaporize. The troubles of this life will soon be over, and perfect joy will take their place. But there is more. Jesus wants us to know that we have a Heavenly Father, and that whatever comes into our lives is Father-filtered. Children do not always understand the actions of their parents, and we can't always understand the ways of God. But Jesus trusted his Heavenly Father unto death, and he wants us to do the same. A little girl was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and her parents were overwhelmed by the idea of losing her. They held her tightly and wept for several minutes, but then she looked into her parents' eyes and said, God tells us not to worry. Christians have the same problems as everyone else, but we also have a Heavenly Father. He is honored by our trust and will always do what is best. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you, wrote Peter. Matthew 6:33, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Several years ago, I was having a Bible study with my son, and we came to this passage. I looked at him with surprise and said, this is all I have ever done. I did not seek a house, family, car, or anything else. All I have ever done is to seek first God's kingdom, and he has taken care of the rest. One of God's best provisions was the girl of my dreams. I had almost no dating experience until my middle 20s, but the first time I met Julene, we spoke for hours, and it was magic. She found out I was studying for ministry. I found out she was doing ministry. She found out I was taking a class in theology. I found out she was conversant in theology. She found out I was seeking first the kingdom of God. I found out she was seeking first the kingdom of God. After 2 hours, it was clear to me that she was the future Mrs. Houle. 7 months later, we were married, and over 30 years later, I would choose her all over again. If we seek first the kingdom of God, God will take care of the rest. Thanks for listening to Learn the Bible in a Year. We want everyone in the world to have a Bible and to learn the Bible. For more information, click on the donate page. And thanks for listening to Learn the Bible in a Year.